The 11-day freeze in January left strawberry growers in eastern Hillsborough County with a big mess. Up to 30% of their crops were damaged by the cold. But the growers left the rest of the county with an even bigger mess, a depleted aquifer. Richard Owen is Deputy Managing Director of SwiftMud.
In this area, we have approximately 60 million gallons a day permitted on an average annual basis for all water use types in this area. The total for frost freeze protection approaches 1 billion gallons a day. This is about a 60-foot drop in water levels in this area. That is also a record. We had never experienced that magnitude of a drop.
All agree that the long duration of the freeze contributed to the problem, but some believe that the problem was compounded by continued development in the area once dominated by agriculture. SwiftMud Board Chairman Todd Pressman.
Since 74, there's been nearly 20,000 wells, private wells, permitted in this 144 square mile area. Now, there was probably, you tell me, close to that many drilled before well construction permitting started, maybe. So you could be somewhere between, 30 or 40,000 private wells out there.
SwiftMud allows the heavy pumping during freeze periods for crop protection, but didn't foresee the ramifications of a long freeze and urbanization of the area. They're focusing their efforts on getting the 700 affected wells back into production, and today approved spending up to $250,000 to finish the job. But dry wells aren't the only problem. Sinkholes have appeared all over the area and blocked three lanes of I-4 for nearly a week. Rich Glorioso is the Florida State Representative from the Plant City area.
In the city limits of Plant City, there's five homes that have been condemned. Talking to city manager yesterday, the city of Plant City right now is facing $2 million of sinkhole damages to roads and water tower. Property tax revenues in Plant City projected for 2009-2010 is $8.3 million. They don't have $2 million. The city doesn't have the money to fix the roads, and unfortunately, it's a natural disaster that turned into a man-made natural disaster. And the man-made portion was pumping so much water. And so I would ask you to look at the water pumping.
The extensive damage done by exhausting the aquifer is still being assessed. Tampa City Councilmember Linda Salsena asked the board to conduct a thorough analysis of the damage to guide the revision of pumping rules in the future.
I'm looking big picture. Could you look into the long-term potential for subsurface geological changes resulting from aquifer drawdown that could impact surface structures? We're going to need this kind of information as we look at long-term land use implications for this area. Also look into the short and long-term impacts that the aquifer drawdown, the dramatic drawdown, may have on surface water resources, including wetlands. And finally, will the drawdown cause or allow surface contaminants to more easily enter the Floridan aquifer?
The SwiftMud Board is holding 13 growers financially responsible for private well repair, supplemented by the $250,000 appropriated today. But sinkhole repair costs will have to be paid by homeowners and other governmental entities. Despite angry homeowners and frustrated commuters, some board members seem mostly concerned about the growers who caused the problems. Hugh Gramling is a SwiftMud board member, but is also executive director of the Tampa Bay Wholesale Growers Association.
There are 13 farmers that are sharing the burden of the responsibility of this, and I have a tremendous concern about a $350 million industry. And like a lot of farmers, some of those in there are in dire financial straits. And if we sack some of these 13 people with a burden to fix all of these well complaints, we're going to bankrupt them. Mm-hmm. If we bankrupt them, then it makes the pumpage a waste of time and effort.
The board recognizes the current policies will need to be reconsidered in order to prevent more problems in the future. They're planning to hold a series of free public work sessions to help drive the policy changes and to have the changes made before next winter. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson reporting from Brooksville.